It is our great pleasure to witness this auspicious event today of the marriage of Jennifer and Bhima Sena. I am especially very grateful to have been invited to speak a few words on this occasion. Yesterday, I requested Bhima Sena Prabhu to write a speech for me to read. But out of his great humility, he refused to do so. However, he did want to me to share the deep significance of why he chose to have this ceremony in this holy place. Srila Prabhupada's palace is the Pushpa Samadhi, the memorial in the Western world for His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In 1973, New Vrindavan was famous throughout the world of the Hare Krishna movement for mud and poverty. And in that situation, His Holiness Kirtanananda Swami Maharaj and the other devotees here, they decided to build a wonderful place for our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada to reside. It began a very simple design. I think it was in the back of a paper bag with pencil. Devotees had few or no skills whatsoever. But because of the intensity of their love and gratitude to their spiritual guide, they created this incredible monument. The New York Times, I believe, declared it to be a labor of love. And it was. Devotees studied, worked year after year after year. No one got paid a single penny. It was simply an expression of their gratitude for the gift that their guru had given them, Srila Prabhupada. It is a monument of dedication and spiritual love. And Bhima Sena Prabhu and Jennifer, of all places in the creation, they wanted to take their vows of marriage in this holy place to receive the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and to receive the energy of the immense devotion that permeates this place. And he also expressed his reason for having marriage, or their reason for having marriage at New Vrindavan, because they feel so much of a family here. A family who have somehow or other remained connected even through so many tribulations, hardships, tragedies, as well as many glorious times of successes. And the unity of the community, both those living here and those who are connected, has been based on mutual respect and honor for each other's sincere intentions to serve God and to serve one another. Jennifer and Bhima Sena have invited us all because they believe in their hearts that the success of their lives together is very much dependent on the love and the blessings of each and every one of you. So please, let us all from our hearts offer our prayers and our blessings to Bhimasena and Jennifer. In Krishna consciousness, marriage is a very sacred offering of the union of two hearts in the service of the Lord. Marriage is about responsibility. Romance and attraction, these things come and go in this world. There is no stability based on unity in this way. Today in America, 71% of marriages are divorces within 3 years. Because it is this attraction to personalities, attraction to bodies, and romantic inclinations that is the center of marriage. But traditionally, throughout the world, real love grows through sacrifice, dedication, and a sense of serious responsibility. I remember when I was 11 years old, my mother told me that she may separate with my father because they weren't getting along. And I cried, because that's a traumatic thing for a child. And I remember listening to my mother talking to my father when he came home from work. He said, "Our son cried at the mere thought that we may separate." And I heard them discuss with one another that for the sake of our children, we will never fight before them, we will never separate till we die. Before my mother passed away, they celebrated their 58th wedding anniversary. And I can say that the dedication, the affection, and the love that they had for each other was so deep on the plane that they were on, of course, because of the sacrifices of responsibility and dedication that they met even through very difficult times. Prabhupada explained, when gold is in fire, it becomes purified and brighter and more effulgent. So in Krishna consciousness, marriage is based on the principle of responsibility. Responsibility to each other. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, when man and woman marry, they become one body. Two souls in one body. That is their unity. In our tradition, it is the responsibility of the husband to protect the wife. Protect physically by providing the needs. But that's not so difficult. Even more important is emotional protection. By giving encouragement, by giving appreciation, and by knowing that you're always there for her, no matter what. Not fair weather relationships, but in every situation, to give confidence to the wife that I'm yours and I'm for you. And the responsibility of the wife, and of course to protect spiritually as well, by being an example, by giving all facilities to your good wife to spiritually prosper, and by exemplifying the holy ideals that you hold sacred in your heart. And according to our tradition, it is duty, responsibility of wife to protect the husband by remaining perfectly faithful and chaste, no matter what, to always be encouraging. In marriage, without a tremendous amount of tolerance and forgiveness, I don't know how it can be successful. Now, I've never been married. I've never had a girlfriend. So I don't know what I'm saying. But this is what I have read in the books. And sometimes you can see the forest better from up on top than when you're within it. Because I have hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people every year, marriage people coming to me and revealing what's in their minds. So yes, forgiveness, tolerance. Srila Prabhupada, in 1969 at New Vrindavan, in the old farm, he performed a marriage ceremony. I believe it was Paramananda and Satyabhama. And he gave a lecture. And I studied that lecture very carefully. And he explained that one cannot actually practice Krishna consciousness unless we're happy. And the purpose of marriage is to create an environment of happiness for two people to execute devotional service. And he also explained how, this is in another lecture also, he explained how Mahatma Gandhi, he and his wife had a major argument. And in the argument, Mahatma Gandhi told his wife, get out of this place. And his wife said, I'm out. And she left. And she was sitting on the side of the road outside their house. And he came out some hours later and said, what are you doing here? She said, where am I going to go? And he said, it's all right. And she said, it's all right. And then they came back and forgot about the whole thing. So Prabhupada's point was, we shouldn't take little things seriously. Because between two false egos, there's always going to be conflict. But never take these things very seriously. What is most serious is the ideal that you're striving to live by in your lives. That is faithfulness and chastity to one another and uniting your hearts for the highest purpose of serving Krishna and serving Krishna's devotees and being instruments of Krishna's compassion for the people of this world. Yesterday was the disappearance day of Shivananda Sen, a great Vaishnava. He and his wife, they were such devotees. Their whole life was serving others. We may not be able to imitate such persons, but we can understand the spirit of how they lived. Every year, 300 to 400 devotees would go from Bengal to Jagannath Puri on a pilgrimage. It's about 1,000 kilometers. Walking was the only transportation. There were no airplanes or trains 500 years ago. They walked through jungles through agricultural fields. It was a 3-week walk. This family, they worked very hard in their occupations and always immersed themselves in the association of devotees, chanting God's names, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. But they took the majority of their income to serve all the devotees. They funded the entire 3-week pilgrimage to Puri and the 3-week pilgrimage back. They arranged accommodations for everyone. They arranged prasad or food for everyone. They arranged protection for everyone. They paid all the taxes when they passed through many different countries. So much trouble. They were just together in such a spirit of service. And they were in the highest bliss. They were more blissful than the people they were serving. There's even an example of an insignificant street dog that happened to join their party, and he considered himself responsible for that dog and fed him special rice prepared every day. And they had to go on boats across rivers and lakes, and he had to pay the fare for everyone, and the boatman said, "No dogs allowed." He paid extra amount to bring the dog.
Haribol.
This was the spirit of their service. Because this is what devotional service is about. Putting ourselves in a position where together we could do the best possible service and bring more and more people closer to God. Anyways, the dog was lost on the way. And when he finally came to Puri, he saw the dog with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was feeding the dog coconut pulp from his own hands. And the next day, the dog went back home, back to Godhead, the spiritual world. Why? Because that dog became dear to such a great servant as Sivananda Sain. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again and again said about Sivananda Sain's family that they are my family. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu treated every member of his family with such intimate love because of their service and dedication to others. That is the most beautiful marriage. To the degree we have selfish ambitions, there will be frustrations potentially at every step in life. But to the degree we have a humble mood of serving one another and together serving the Vaishnavas and human society, to that degree we're liberated from anxiety and we can actually experience the pleasure, the supreme pleasure of being instruments of Krishna's love together in life. So please consider these principles as the highest ideals to strive for. Bhimasena and Jennifer have very much conquered all of our hearts by their kind nature, by their incredible enthusiasm and affection. Everyone has come here today not because of the formality of your marriage, but everyone has come out of the love of their hearts to celebrate your life together. And that is the greatest blessing of God, to receive the love of his devotees. We pray to Srila Prabhupada, to all the previous acharyas, and to Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra, that both of you may find the ultimate fulfillment of pure unalloyed love of God in your lives together. Thank you very much.